to get an idea about the methodology supporting the lower valuation. Did you get a chance to review that?
Yes, Dennis, we did.
Okay. So do you understand the mathematical issue that that persists here with understanding whether or not the value that is shown on the card to the taxpayers is actually the value that the assessor has appraised for the property?
I believe she indicated that they sent out after those cards came in, but I'll let her state that one more time what happened in that instance.
Okay, so the assessor, if anybody goes up in Cheney County by more than $1, I send out cards so people are aware of it. That way there's no surprise. My data has to go to the printer by May the 7th to make my May 15th deadline. I sent the data to the printer May 7th. May 15th, they went out by U.S. mail, but that's the same day that I had index change across the board for everybody. And we went down because we had also reevaluated all the land. And so, yes, you're correct. Your card is not correct, but we don't send new cards when you go down because we figure you'll be happy for that. But we do let everybody know if they went up a dollar or more. That way they have a chance to come to us and express their dislike or like of what we've done. So, again, you know, I can't control the levies. I don't know what the levy will be. We can only guesstimate it might be close to what it was previous years, but all I can do is the appraisal. And as I've told you, we have not had a chance to get to your part of Branson yet. We've been working our way across the county from the eastern side towards the western side. And I've made it clear to everyone we don't have Branson finished. We just have barely started Branson. Okay?
All right. Given that explanation, Dennis, you tell us what you'd like us to do. Would you like to withdraw the appeal, or would you like us to proceed with valuation?
Well, I would like to, if you don't mind, David, just a little bit more clarity here, because I think what Susan was speaking to is actually a little bit of a different concern than what it is that I was asking about. She was explaining the difference in the adjustment that occurred about the time that she printed these cards and had them sent out to everybody. And the specific issue I had, if you would reference my appeal letter, was on paragraph 3, the assessor's methodology supporting a lower value. And that's what I'd like to have maybe someone give me some explanation about.
Supporting, okay, is there anything you can say?
No, I'm happy if you want to raise the value to match your MLS that you've provided. It will help us in our valuations of the other properties going forward.
Well, would you answer the question that I asked about?
I don't understand what you're asking.
Assessment amount versus the market value. I know you mentioned that you hadn't had a chance to be there to reappraise that property in Branson, that you were suggesting maybe you would do that later in the year. But I would like to know if there's a formula that you guys apply based upon market data that shows, you know, I know David was kind enough to explain that Missouri being a non-disclosure state, but...
No, sir, there is no value applied by market.
For figuring out the actual sale price or an appraised value for these units. And what I'd like to know is whether or not you arrive at a figure that's other than the one that's shown on the card first. Can you explain that?
We use a CAMA system. That's our tax software program. It's based on Honeycutt, which was a program evaluating used in the state, was actually developed by the state of Missouri back in the late 80s. It's no longer used, but they allow us all to still use it. There's, I think, about 30, 40 counties in Missouri still using Honeycutt. They just raise our indexes every so often by decree. In this case, again, we were making seismic changes in land, so I had to change indexes so that I wouldn't bankrupt Taney County taxpayers. But when we do this, this is only a cost approach. You're given points based on your square footage. We draw the sketch, and it applies within the program and figures out the value based on what we've put in there and on your depreciation for the year it was built, et cetera.
Okay.
So it's a cost-based system. It's not a sales comparison, but the taxpayer is welcome to bring those in, as you have done.
You'll also notice there's a land value on your card. And as you know, condos don't have land. What you're paying for there is your common element and amenities. And that's pretty low also. So that would also be looked at when the next assessor comes through and when he has, like you've provided, these MLS comps for us, and there will be others. He'll apply that towards the value and raise the values of everyone in your complex at the same rates. But to pick and choose one person or other, that's not fair to anybody. And for me, just to go through and change somebody, if I haven't had a chance to do the entire complex, does not equalize anybody. It just causes unfairness.
All right, Dennis, listen, I've got a full afternoon docket here, and I want to give you as much time as I can for purposes of you calling in to be a Taney County taxpayer and owner, but I need to move on from this one. I need you to make a decision on what you would like to do. I think if you want further explanation as to how assessments are done, you can certainly get with the assessor's office or whatever the case may be, but I just really need to know whether or not you want. I mean, if what you're wanting to try to do is to go to the State Tax Commission for some basis, I mean, we're happy to do evaluation today and let you go do that, but I mean, again, I'm going to have to ask you, do you want us to value these today or not?
So, you know, I understand you'd like to kind of move through this timely. I'm actually just looking to get, you know, the explanation that I believe that I should be able to get.
And Dennis, I can't give you any more here as a taxpayer citizen board. The assessor's office is something different that you can go to, but I don't know how much more information we could really give you. I mean, than you've already given. We've already given you.
Okay. Well, I understand that, you know, but here's the thing. At the end of the day, if the assessor has their own formulation for how they arrive at a property value, and then you guys are the ones that are in charge of making these adjustments, you know, I think that you kind of have to be on page with each other about this stuff. I don't think it's a matter of being able to kind of pick and choose as to who it is you want to kind of send somebody to go visit it about the particular issue, especially since, you know, as part of this appeal process, I have one time to make this appeal this year. You know, or I simply just have to go along with the fact that you guys want to charge more money. And
Dennis, so I don't want to charge anybody more money. I'm just here doing a job at a Citizens Taxpayer Board. My task is to value this property. If you persist with the appeal of a valuation, then I have to value it at fair market value. If you don't have the appeal in front of me, then I can't make a decision, and your tax stays the same. That's really the only decision you got to make today. And all this other information that you need, I'm sure that you can get, but today I need to at least know what you're going to do.
Sure, that's fine. I'll give you that answer, too. One thing I might also mention, too, is I had coordinated a little bit with a person that was at the assessor's office prior to making the appeal, and she had mentioned that there was a potential of cutting the percentage or change of the increase in nearly half.
What percentage increase? I don't know what you're talking about.
So the difference right now that we're looking at for 2024's assessment card to 2025 was about 12.25%.
Okay. Dennis, based on the information we have in front of us, I don't know of any way that it would be cut down farther.
Okay. What percentage increase do you show then right now? I know Susan mentioned that she...
What percentage increase do you show on your card? What does your card say?
Well, you mentioned the cards were obsolete because...
Right, but what does your percentage say on your card?
It says 12.25%.
Okay, right now in the system, you are at 5.69.
Okay, so that's pretty close to half then.
Which, as I mentioned to you, was the change I made on May 15th, the same day the cards went out.
Okay, I understand. Okay, so dollar-wise, we're not looking at much money then at the end of the day. I probably just got to, as much as I don't agree with the method of valuation, and one other thing I'd like to mention, too, is obviously I've given you some information on recent sales. So am I to understand correctly that what would that be in 2027 when you guys send out value change notices again? Do you utilize that information that I have given to you at that time, or do you have to discard it due to its age?
Dennis,
the next assessor
the
will
next
be using the information we collect today.
Yeah, and like I said, she said the next assessor would be using the information that you provided, but hopefully they're going to be doing their own. They're going to get to Branson and do that across the board. So it's not going to be just you, but so hopefully they'll have more current information. But again, we are a non-disclosure state, so that doesn't mean they're going to have the data that you've provided.
Okay, well, here's what I'd like to do, because I think that's the part you're really waiting to hear, and I appreciate you taking the time to at least try to explain the information that I'm seeking from you. At this point, I don't agree that, you know, everything is on the up and up with the appraised values versus present-day values. I think there's a disconnect there that needs to be addressed at some point, because I don't think it's fair to the taxpayers to get a card and then they get the increase and then they automatically, assume because the value looks low on the card that they're being treated fairly. I think that in this particular subdivision, we've seen a decrease in the dollar amount of the sales for these condos in almost 20% over the course of 12 months. But in light of the fact that Susan has adjusted the increase amount, she said to like 6.69 or whatever it was percent, and making it worth the effort to go before the state tax commission and higher appraisals and things like that. I'll probably just have to table this until a further time, possibly in 2027, to make the argument at that point. If there is a very significant increase, like you're suggesting, it could.
Dennis, I can't table anything. That would just set it off later in the session. You need to withdraw it, or we need to make a decision on it. You need to withdraw the appeal. Now, if you withdraw the appeal, it doesn't waive any of your rights to appeal an assessment in upcoming years. So this only has to do with this year. Yeah, I understand.
I tabling, David. You bet. I didn't mean to suggest we were tabling this particular issue. I think for the time being, what I'd like to do is table the argument.
Okay.
But I'll preserve the issue for a future time. But I'll go ahead and at this point, I guess, withdraw these appeals if she's already adjusted the rate to 6.69% for the increased amount. Then at a certain point, the juice is not worth the squeeze.
I understand. She's said that on the record. I'm sure that's what you'll get. You'll get a decision within a couple of days. And again, we appreciate you owning in Tana County. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, thank you very much, David. And I do hope you guys look into this.
We will. Okay.
Did you make a motion?
Huh?
But it wasn't withdrawn.
They were both withdrawn, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. I'll just say for the record, I believe he withdrew the appeals on BOE 73 and 74. Okay. BOE number 87 again. I'm going to try to call again using this new number. I just believe. letting the taxpayer have their say. So, I mean, I try to guide them as much as possible, but I want, you know,
the voice their opinion.